And so would you give a huge evergreen welcome to Michelle Cole as she preaches this morning? If you know Michelle, you love her with everything because she is just that person. She's pastoral, she's full of passion. And so would you guys open up your hearts this morning and receive what God has put on her heart to give to us? Here you go.
Holy Spirit, have your way today. Oh, fill us up even more. Let us overflow in your presence today, Lord. See. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for who you are, for what you are about to do. For what you've already done. Oh, and I just love you. And I think the rest of these folks in here love you too. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Tommy. Oh, I'm a little drunk this morning. I have no idea where the Lord is taking this. We've been in a series of teachings that changed our lives. And I'm going to attempt to continue that this morning with a teaching that I embraced. About 25 years ago. And I've pretty much held on to it through all these years. Now, this week has been such a challenge. So I'm going to start out by confessing, because what I'm talking about is confessing the Word of God. But I'm going to confess that, man, I had a hard time confessing the Word of God this week. The enemy tried, so hard to beat me up, made me feel inadequate, tried to make me feel inadequate, tried to make me not feel qualified, tried to give me confusion. Even in my mind, he was like trying to confuse and made me and was trying to have me grasping for words. And then the Lord And then God, started reminding me that his word does not return unto him void, but it goes out and accomplishes that to which he sent it. And then he said, you know, every word that you said, that I proceeded out of my mouth, it comes back to me and reports that I accomplished this, Lord. This word accomplished that, Lord. This word accomplished that. And he said, every word, Michelle, that you released into the atmosphere in these years, it's going to come back to me. And it's not going to be void. So this morning, even the devil, I'm using my tablet because my computer wouldn't print. I even sent it to 3 people, and this paper would not print. So I started just entering in warfare. And I got in my car and I just started praising the Lord. And I started to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you that you will be glorified today. You will be lifted up. Lord God, I die to myself that you might live. I die to myself that you might be glorified. I die to myself, Lord God. Thank you for all the interference and all the destruction. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So I got here. Woo. Woo. That's right. And so my title is, I don't know if it's going to come up. If it does, it's okay. If it doesn't, it's okay too. But let's go to Romans 10, 4 through 8. And this what I'm teaching today is a culmination of teachings that I've gleaned over the years from Derek Prince and a gentleman by the name of Creflo Dollar. So, Romans 10, 4 through 8 says, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Since Moses writes about righteousness that is from the law, the one who does these will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith speaks like this. Do not say in your heart, who will go up to heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Or who will go down to the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. On the contrary, what does it say? The message is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. The message of faith that we could proclaim. And I want to say this morning that faith speaks. Faith speaks. Faith speaks. We have been made the righteousness of God, and because we've been made the righteousness of God by faith, we can now speak faith. We can speak in faith. So he says, most of the time we're defeated in life because we confess and believe the wrong things. Or we confess and we don't believe what we're confessing. We can confess the scripture all day long. We can say, I'm blessed and highly favored, fearfully and wonderfully made. We can say, I'm healed, I'm redeemed by the Lord. We can say all those scriptures, but if we don't believe them deep down in our heart, if we don't believe them, then they have little effect. So I want to talk to you about faith that speaks, that believes, that how when we meditate on the word, how when we get it into our system, into our heart, and how we meditate it, and when we believe it, then we can speak it out. And when we speak it out, it will begin to manifest. And in that speaking out, things will come to being that were never done before. Things that will come, those call those things that are not as though they be. Second Corinthians 4:13 says, and since we have the same spirit of faith in keeping with what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. There is nothing to me more effective than releasing God's power into a situation by proclaiming God's word. God's word is a creative power. It can speak and it will be done. We go back into Genesis and we go from Genesis 1, 3 down to the end of the chapter. It says, God spoke and there it was. God said light and there it was. And he saw the light and it was good. God spoke and there it was. And he saw it and it was good. God spoke and there it was. And he saw it was good. God spoke and there it was. And it saw it was good. God spoke and there it was. And he saw that it was good. God spoke and what God spoke he saw, and therefore it was. And it was good to him. And then we get down into the 33rd chapter verse. And I might not be right because I'm trying to remember it right now. But we get down. He says, and let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make man in our image, in our likeness. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And then he gave him dominion over everything that he created. And then God looked at it and he said, it is good. This is good. He gave them dominion over everything. Until the fall, man, there was dominion. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we can take back that dominion. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we can regain those things in the authority. And we can speak and it will appear. We can speak and it will be done. We can speak the word of God and it will manifest. We can speak. We can speak. And even if sometimes we speak and we don't even believe it, just keep speaking it. Just keep speaking it. Just keep declaring it. Just keep testifying to the goodness of the Lord. Because sometimes it takes a little while to happen. Sometimes we just don't believe it, but we got to speak it because God's word is true. God's word is true, and we cannot refute his word. And if we do, we're like calling his word a liar. And we're not to do, we can't do that because his word isn't a liar and he's not a liar. He's not man that he should lie or the son of that he should repent. Amen. I don't know where I am. You guys, I'm just here. Praise the Lord. Oh, I bless you, Jesus. Thank you for your patience. Thank you. Oh. So in Job 22:28. It says, you will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. So you know when you decree something and declare it, it's established. Because when we're decreeing the word of God, or declaring the word of God, which is already established in heaven, we become the voice, and we're establishing it on earth. So when we declare what God says, even when God is speaking to us individually, I've been individually, and he may say something that's not necessarily in the word of God, but you should be able to find something that aligns with it. I've been going through a personal journey. Some things, some deep wounds in my from family issues that contributes to my weight. And in this journey, I was always told I had big hips, had a big butt, and you know that wasn't in a positive light. So you know, there's some emotional things there. But one day I was working with the person I'm working with in this through this and. She says, well, let's listen to the Holy Spirit and let's see what he says. And Holy Spirit said, I made those hips. And he said, they're beautiful to me. And then I was like, okay. So then my mind, the way my mind works is, where's the word in there? Well, of course, I am fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. So why wouldn't he like what he made in his image? Amen. So just, you know, just when God speaks, we listen and we're hearing from him. He's going to speak what, and it's going to line up with his word. And then when he speaks to us and we line up and it lines up with the word, it becomes our confession of faith. And it helps us go through whatever we're going through, and it builds us up. My oldest sister got sick, and they couldn't diagnose it. They didn't know what it was. She was in ICU. And was cut open, laid out. They didn't know what was going on. When my brother-in-law called and told me, he said, your sister's really sick. She's in intensive care and they can't diagnose it. And so I was going on my way to church and we're in some praise and worship and I just was praising the Lord with reckless abandonment. And then I heard him say, she's healed. Yeah, great, she's healed. So I told my brother-in-law, I heard the Lord says she's healed. And I told my nieces and my nephews and my friends, she's healed. But things got worse. Things got really worse. And I said, Lord, you told me she was healed. So why is she laying up in this hospital 7 weeks later? Still in intensive care. Her children are being called and said, you better come because we don't know if your mother's going to make it. And but she's, you told me she was healed. Yeah. And he said, she is healed. And so what I had to do was find the word that lined up with what the Lord had told me. He told me by his stripes she was healed. I've called every cell and tissue to operate in the order and the perfection in which I created it. My word will not return unto me void, but goes out and accomplishes that to which it sent it. She's healed. And I had to find the alignment with it. So that, and I found the word so that would help me believe. You know, the word of God, when you confess it, it's like a bullet. It's our ammunition. It's and when we confess the word of God, it's like a bullet being released into the atmosphere and the target. And we head towards the target that is before us. And my sister was healed. She ended up healed. She was healed. God healed her. God healed her. God healed her. And glory to God. You know, but it was believing and the process of believing the word. It's like, you know, you plant something in the ground. The word is a seed. And every seed has to die before it takes root. So you plant the word. You plant the word in the ground, the soil of your heart. And then when you plant the word in the soil of your heart, it begins to take root. Now, it won't take root like a microwave all the time. Sometimes it will. It'll grow up, sprout quickly, like Jack and the Beanstalk, quick. But if you're a farmer or you've planted a garden, it's going to take a minute or two for that seed to germinate. You know, for it to germinate. And then the roots grow and get strong, and it take root. So I'm saying that to say, because a lot of us in this room, I feel, have waited a long time for God. A lot of us in this room have waited for jobs, have waited for places to live, have waited for a mate.
Holy Spirit, come on.
Thank you, Sarah. A lot of us have waited, you know, have had a lot of delays in waiting, but I just want to encourage you today to find the word of God, find a scripture for the word that for what you're believing for. If it's for healing, find the scriptures for healing. If it's for finances, find a scripture for finances. If it's for family, find the scripture for finance. And if it's for your family, I'd say write a prayer for your family as well, according to the word. And then start meditating on that word. Read it, get it in your heart. Start meditating on your word. And a part of meditation is speaking it out as well, releasing it into the atmosphere so that the word does not return unto you void, to him void, to God void, but it will go out and accomplish that to which he sent it. Faith speaks. Faith speaks. If you release your faith into that word and you speak it out in faith, that's what's speaking. We become the voice attached to that word. And it's released in the atmosphere. And it's, if it's in the atmosphere, and it works the same for good and bad.
Right, yeah.
You know, we can release some stuff in the atmosphere that ain't too cool. And I believe that even if we say something about somebody else, and they might not even be in the room, but we're releasing it something in the atmosphere. The power of life and death is in the tongue. So what we watch, what we say, and what we release, even about our own circumstances and situation, the prophesying over ourselves, you know, oh, I ain't got a job. I've been waiting for this job forever. Oh, man, I don't have, whatever it is. No, I got a job because my father is the CPO. If you're new to Evergreen, the CPO is the Chief Provisional Officer. So God is the CPO. He provides. He's Jireh. He's all. He has all we need. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory. I can wait and do all things in waiting through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I need to be healed. He said by his stripes, we were healed back on Calvary. He said because I am saved, my whole household to say. My family shall be saved. I am blessed and highly favored, fearfully and wonderfully made. I walk by faith and not by sight. I am redeemed by the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So I say I am healed. I say I am free. I say I am blessed. I say I am delivered. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Declare it. Speak it out. Speak that word. Speak that word. Speak it. And because we have our phones and our computers, you can be right in the midst of the situation. At work, in a situation where it's all coming in about you, and you just say, what are the scriptures about co-workers who stab you in the back? What does the scripture say about me taking too long of a lunch? Whatever it is, we can find the word. We don't even have to wait. It's instant. It's right there. It's right there. We can plant that seed right then and there in the soil of our heart. I believe as we were worshiping today, I really believe there's some heart conditions in here. There may be some physical heart conditions and people who need physical healing, but I believe this is a spiritual heart condition that the Lord is talking about. I believe some hearts have become callous and hardened because of circumstances and situations, and you've lost hope because it's taking too long. Or you've lost hope because you feel like you're by yourself and nobody understands it. And I believe that the Lord wants to heal those conditions. I see him. Actually, during worship, I was holding my heart and I could just feel him like circumcising, cutting away things that are hard and callous and making our hearts supple and pliable. You know, so that we can receive from him, so that we can give to others, so that we can be whole and heal. And I think I'm finished. but what I'd like to do, if I have permission, is I'd really like to spend a little ministry time. If there's some people who have hearts that are sick because of hopes have been deferred, or if there are people whose hearts are sick because they've been broken by family circumstances and situation, hearts that have become hard because of Hollywood and rejection after rejection for scripts or parts in plays, hearts, even church hurt. I believe Evergreen is a place of healing for church hurts. And if your hearts have been hardened because of past church hurts, I would really like an opportunity to pray. This morning, you don't have to stand up, but if you want to stand up, you can. Or raise your hand if your heart's been broken, so that people around you can agree in prayer with you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for standing up. Thank you. That's a testimony, that's an act of faith right there. That's telling the enemy right there, you have no power over me. Right. That's telling the enemy right there that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Thank you for standing up. Thank you for taking that step and being bold. Father God, we just come to you right now. So in faith, I speak healing over each heart here that has been broken or hurt. I ask, Lord, right now that you just take each heart in your hand and you begin to massage it and gently, ever so gently, with your scalpel of love, cut away those areas that have become calloused and hard and let a fresh new heart begin to grow and appear. Papa, you know each circumstance already. You know each condition. And you've held each one of these people, persons in your hand until this very moment where they step down in faith and are open to your healing touch. I thank you for releasing your spirit in this place to your children, Lord. I thank you for loosing your ministering angels. I thank you that your faithfulness is new every day, and that you never left or forsook any single person in this room. And I thank you for those who are standing, that really you've been carrying them through in this season. And in their weakness, your strength is made perfect. So I thank you, Lord, that you're the God who heals every infirmity, every sickness, every disease, mentally, physically, emotionally. I thank you that each one of these beings in here is made in your image. They are fearfully and wonderfully made. I thank you that you give them a voice to speak out your word over every circumstance and situation, that they hear your voice and they know your voice, and a stranger's voice they know not follow. I thank you for a greater hunger and a thirst for your word and for your righteousness. I thank you that they fall in love with you all over again, Jesus. I thank you that you serenade them with sweet songs, that they hear you calling them my beloved, because your thoughts towards them are ceaseless. They're innumerable. They go to infinity and beyond, your thoughts towards them. For each person here, Lord God. So I thank you for loosing your grace and your mercy over your children today. I thank you that they are new creations, that they are a chosen generation, that they are a royal priest. Lord God, I thank you that you've equipped them for what is ahead. And I thank you that their eyes are open, that they don't see dimly. I thank you that when they look in the mirror, they see how you made them. They see how you formed them in your image, that they believe what the Bible, your word, says about them, that they're wonderful, they're beautiful, they're your beloved. They're your children, your sons and your daughters, Lord God. And I thank you for your blood, Jesus, that covers all that muck up. I thank you that you threw it into the sea of forgetfulness. So I thank you that you help us forget those things in the past, and we begin to strive and reach for you, Lord. That we press on. That we don't become trapped by the enemy. We don't let the word snare us and tangle us up. But we're free, because he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Make it new again. Make it new again. we're declaring. Our faith is speaking. This whole day, just speak faith. Speak what you hear the Lord saying. Don't get distracted by going out to lunch and you forget that God told you something special today. That he caressed you, that he wooed you, that he drew you in. Not saying not to go, but just stay in that place where you're hearing God today, where he's speaking to you, where he's healing your heart, where he's prophesying over you, where he's setting you free. He's turning it around. He's delivering it. He's making you over. Stay in that place today.
Bold to raise your hand again. What I saw, just keep it up for a moment, what I saw was that the power of God for healing, he's been doing it already through physical healing. He's doing it now through emotional and heart healing, various areas. And so even right now, I feel like the Lord spoke that it comes through his power, but it also comes through the power of community with God. And I saw both of those things coming together, and that this is a season of full healing in these areas that you've been battling for a while. So I want us to demonstrate community, whether you know the person or not, that this is a sign of community coming around. And so can we just gather groups of 5, 6, 7? If you're not familiar with prayer, just listen in. But if you are familiar with prayer, if you're part of this house, just pray for these individuals, encourage them, speak life into them. We're gonna take just about 3 or 4 minutes to pray into their lives. So keep your hands high, and family, let's gather around them and pray for them. Make sure you can drop your hand. We've got a few people around you. We'll be right back.